This is for the people. I'm Rob. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel. Putting a lot of work into it. That's why I haven't been keeping up regularly, weekly with the podcast, because I've been doing a weekly live stream on my YouTube channel. If you want to find it, just search in YouTube in the search bar at like a Twitter handle. YouTube has incorporated handles now. Much easier to search for people. I appreciate it, especially having a shadow ban on my channel. At Boston Rob with two B's, R-O-B-B. Thanks. In the live stream tonight, I'm going to talk about Day of the Dead and how it's not a nationally celebrated cultural holiday, however you want to phrase that, really in America, but closer you get to the border, like when I lived in San Diego, it's definitely more prevalent, and across the border it is. And I thought it's interesting that America's always looking for new holidays. Just look at any calendar where these corporations put on, like, National Hot Dog Day. Go buy a Oscar Mayer wiener. Or 7-Eleven Day. Free Slurpee. Let's get you in the door so you can consume. Just the other day, there was Black Cat Day or National Cat Day. I think it was Black Cat Day. I don't know. You see all these with schools and when they want to celebrate stuff. But when you dig into it, sometimes it's just corporations paying to put a day on the year so they can promote whatever, a donut, who knows. And I thought it'd be fascinating if America really took to, maybe it's just American racism that hasn't adopted this, but if they made this Day of the Dead a Hallmark holiday, what a fascinating celebration piece it would be when it consumed by American capitalism. Day of the Dead has been one of my favorite holidays forever. Unfortunately, I was kind of forced into appreciating it with how many people have passed in my life. But nonetheless, I think it's one of the most respectful and beautiful holidays you could celebrate. So with that being said, I want to make a statement on what's going on in the Middle East. It's November 2nd. That's why I'm talking about Day of the Dead. And respect all those who have passed. If you celebrate a very Day of the Dead day to you. Again, I don't know how you would, there's got to be some beautiful Spanish way to commemorate or greet each other on this day, and I haven't found it, but I will. And that's what we're going to talk about on the live stream later, along with Matthew Perry's passing, unfortunately. So if you can, go subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I'll stop plugging it right now. My statement on the Middle East. End genocide. That's it. I think that can sum it all up. I know people make it a very complex issue, and I understand that it is a very complex issue, and I understand that I don't understand all of it, but I do a lot of reading and a lot of research, and one thing I can confidently say is end genocide. Thanks for listening to For the People. I wanted to talk about this article. If you're on social media, you've definitely seen the memes, not the memes, but the screenshots of it from CNBC, a personal finance article, because I want to go to a corporation who's profiting off this, off clicks and likes, to find out about finance. We know how they make their money, exploitation. But if what they're saying, and they're gathering this data from some reliable source, and they're just putting their spin on it to push it out to the people. Corporate propaganda is what I like to say. The title of this personal finance article, 62% of Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck, making it the main financial lifestyle, report finds. Now, I looked up the word lifestyle because to me it was more of an adjective. I get that it's a noun, and that's how they're using it here. Financial would be the descriptor. But a lifestyle always seemed to be a choice from my perception of it, from my understanding of it. If you're a jogger, if you do jiu-jitsu, if you're a vegan, if you're a meat-meekin, you just eat meat, if you're just a carnivore, if you do keto, if you're indoorsy, if you go to the gym. Those are all lifestyles. Living paycheck to paycheck is not a fucking lifestyle. You are for, and if it is, it's a forced lifestyle. Nobody's choosing this. This is not a new hot trend that YouTubers are getting in on, that Instagram influencers are saying, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. If you want to know how to do it, here's how it goes. This is not a fucking lifestyle choice. This is forced. This is being underpaid. This is not being able to afford the bare necessities to survive. Let's be very clear on this. I'm one of these people. I've been one of these people for a while, ever since I lost my job. And the most absurd thing, if it wasn't so serious, it would be a good piece of absurdist comedy, is these free market people who tell you, you don't like it, just go get another job. How long have you been in the job market? Oh, you're not? Oh, and secretly you complain about being underpaid and can't wait for a promotion and you just want to get some more money so you can actually take a vacation, and that you are run down too, but you just don't want to share that, because if you share that, then you're all of a sudden on our side because you do understand the exploitation of the capitalism structure. But you got those people. And they gobble it up from the Tucker Carlsons and Ben Shapiro's and all those asshats, the Jordan Petersons, that talk about how lobster, they falsely choose different studies and take out of context these excerpts of how, if you hear snorting, that's just my dog. She's trying to get in my lap and she's snorting. She's showing her dismay. She's like, I just want to sit in your lap. And I'm like, you can't. You're a little too big. But they gobble it up from these right-wing propagandists that all you got to do is stop buying new iPhones every year, which I do not know many people that do buy. Well, I don't know many rich people. Most people I know, if you've seen their iPhones, aside from a few managers I know, if you've seen their iPhones, they're many years old, okay? But that's their advice. Like, stop spending stupidly. Your lavish lifestyle of affording heat and paying rent is what has got you in the hole. Oh, go fuck yourself. We're going to read this article. I just got to address these asshats. But they gobble it up from much wealthier people who are paid mouthpieces by even wealthier people to just say, you know, and the divisiveness is something people can consume so easily, because they go, yeah, I'm a little bit better than those people, and let me shit on them, because everybody's looking for someone to shit on. Not everybody, let's be honest, but certain people. There's a certain personality that sure is ready. They just need an excuse, and that's what these people give them. Okay, dog, you can get in my lap. Jesus. Can't wait till dogs can talk. When does that part of evolution happen? But let's read, oh, can you hear the crows in the background? Those are my crows. I feed them every day. And they're probably outside yelling for food. Oh God, I love them so much. I love those fucking crows. All right, so the key points from this CNBC personal finance article about 62% of Americans still living paycheck to paycheck, making it the main financial lifestyle. Fuck you, CNBC. Like, Americans are forced into barely being able to survive. That headline is bullshit. It's meant to ease rich people and the exploitors' guilt levels. Because, by the way, since 2009, the federal minimum wage has not risen from $7.25. Okay? Maybe that has something to do with why inflation's so bad. Why people can't survive. Here are the key points. Key takeaways. The number of Americans who say they are stretched too thin has shown no signs of improvement amid high prices and higher interest rates. Federal Chair Reserve Jerome Go Fuck Himself Powell recently said inflation is still too high. Oh, by the way, that go fuck yourself, that wasn't in the article. I added that, which I'm going to take some journalistic liberties here, indicating that interest rates will stay high for longer. You know, because poor people are taking out loans. So those high interest rates are what? They're meant to like deflect wealthy people from taking out too many loans and owning all of the homes and turning every community into communities of renters where people can't then put down roots because you can't live somewhere forever renting. And it's just this disastrous thing when really it's like, how do you curb inflation? Well, people need to be able to afford shit. You got to put these price capping and anti-price gouging measures in. You don't just raise interest rates, okay? Because if that worked, they've been doing it for, 2 years now? If that worked, it'd fucking work by now. Oh, but somehow these all insider handshakes and pats on the back and filling line in your pockets with money get to be in charge. One bright spot. I can't wait to read this. Some online savings accounts rates are now paying more than 5%, which is the most savers have been able to earn in nearly 2 decades. The irony of that being the bright spot, CNBC, is that later in this article, because I've already read it, is you're saying people have no savings. So who gives a shit if this is the highest you can earn on savings when you don't have savings, you fucking morons. I'm sorry I'm cursing a lot in this one, but this deserves it. Who wrote this article? Jessica Dickler. What? Jay Dickler. If that isn't the most appropriate name for this article. Miss Dickler. You are a corporate propagandist. And you totally deserve that last name and whatever high school had for you. High inflation and higher interest rates continue to weigh on American households. As of September, 62% of adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck, according to new Lending Club report. Fuck. I don't know if I trust Lending Club report. I mean, it does benefit them if people can't afford stuff because then they're having to take out loans to do, you know, things like eat. The figure is unchanged from last year. Oh, that's awesome. I wonder if, you know, if it's unchanged since last year and they saying in the beginning of this key takeaway, they're going to keep interest rates high. It hasn't moved since last year. So key takeaway is interest rates being high doesn't work. If it did, this, we would see some relief, correct? I mean, the irony of this, the contradictions within this are so glaring if you just, I don't know, read it with common sense. Okay, now, quote, living paycheck to paycheck remains the main financial lifestyle among U.S. consumers, the report said. This is not a lifestyle choice. Oh, that's like saying, that's like saying the new main financial lifestyle is people living without being, not heating their homes in the winter. It seems like Americans are now going without heat this winter, and that's their main lifestyle. It seems like Americans are now cutting meals and starving to death as a new lifestyle. But don't think they haven't tried to push that. There was a Wall Street Journal article literally that said, you know, are you eating breakfast every morning? You moron. Rich people don't do that. Trying to like convince, well, probably did convince some people to like skip breakfast. Just like when they put out those Warren Buffett things where they're like, he drinks 6 liters of Pepsi a day. And that's how he buys such great stocks. And people are like, yo, I got to take to that. I got to do the Buffett buffet. I had to do the Buffett diet. The Buffett buffet diet. All right. Inflation is too high for this next section. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce it will leave rates unchanged at the end of its 2-day meeting this week, even though Fed Chair Jerome Powell recently said inflation is still too high. If it's still too high, why aren't we trying to tackle something else? Leaving rates unchanged? Leaving the interest rates high, it hasn't worked in at least a year because they're saying the data is still bad. Try something. I mean, these people are in control. Fuck. We're all fucked. Well, they just know that they're like, listen, we could still afford to borrow money. Interest rates are nothing to us. Let's keep the lower classes oppressed for a bit. Recent data is painting a mixed picture of where the economy stands. No. Inflation has shown some signs of cooling, but the core personal consumption expenditures price index, which the Fed uses as a key measure, increased 0.3% in September, we're fucked. The consumer price index, another closely followed inflation gauge, also rose at a slightly faster than expected pace. Consumer price index is like how much you're paying for stuff year over year. So it's like groceries, eggs, gas, heat, you know, the basics. Pace over the month, boosted by higher prices for food, gas, and shelter. You know, food and shelter, the things you need to survive. Oh, like this should be declared a national emergency. And here's the thing, if it isn't, and we start taking to the streets, which, I mean, at some point we're going to have to. You see the strikes all over. Revolution is in the air. This is the stuff where, you know, empires crumble. I'm not saying I'm not for it. As a result, real average hourly earnings fell. No shit. The consensus among economists and central bankers, who cares what they say? They're the ones that crashed in 2008 and have to get federally bailed out every 3 years. Is that interest rates will now stay higher for longer. Great, because that's what, working? Households must make tough choices. No, we've been making tough choices, bitches. That's not something, that's not a choice anymore. You guys got to stop bailing banks out and start helping people. They just put the student debt payers back into the grind of not being able to afford that at absolutely absurdist interest rates. Many households are seeing their finances stretched thinly by the combination of high prices for goods and services as well as high interest rates. Brett House, economics professor at Columbia Business School, said. Many are having to make tough choices to defer discretionary spending in order to stay on top of their loan payments and the cost of the necessities, he added. The resumption of student loan payments only adds to the stress. Oh, what did I just say? I should be a Columbia fucking economist. Jesus, these people said the dumbest shit that they don't even see how they are hypocrites within this one article. And somehow, like, you know, they're the ones that get to call the shots. Jesus, get some poor. You know who I want to see? I want to see some single mothers that have worked a couple jobs, still put kids into school and put dinner on the table and had Christmases and Thanksgiving. Put them in charge of the Fed because they're not going to mess around. They're going to get things done and they're going to know how to execute it. Not these wealthy people who don't have to live in the daily stresses of it where it's just playing by numbers. These are not people to them. They're just numbers and things that they can pull levers and cords and say, interest rates say high. I know it hasn't worked yet, but we just do that. These fucking cavemen. And I'm guessing they're all white dudes, okay? Old white dudes. I can't wait for this boomer generation to just die the fuck off. Some 74% of Americans say they are stressed about finances. 74%, according to a separate CNBC Your Money Financial Confidence Survey. Of course, it was confidence. Because you can't shit on your neighbor if you're also complaining about the same thing they are. Conducted in August. 74%, though. That's almost everyone. Inflation, rising interest rate, and a lack of savings contribute to those feelings. Remember what I said earlier about how they were like, good news, savings, you can earn more. People have a lack of it. CNBC survey found that 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, up from 58% in March. It's going up. I wonder why the interest thing isn't working. Many households have tapped their cash reserves over the past few months, Lending Club and others report. Nearly half, or 49% of adults, have less savings or no savings compared to a year ago, according to a Bankrate survey. I just want to bring it back to the beginning of this article. I'm going to skew back. Oh, shh. No pop-ups. Okay. I want to go back to the beginning of the CNBC article where Miss Dickler, that's her real name, Dickler, J. Dickler, Jessica Dickler, real name. I'm not saying a bad word. Miss Dickler said one bright spot. Oh, really, Dickler? What's the bright spot, Dickler? Some online savings account rates are now paying more than 5%. Which ones? The ones for the people that have over 25 grand in savings? Which ones? Point that out. And then did you not read the rest of your article, Miss Dickler? Were you a snooze at the wheel while writing this? Were you high on barbiturates while you were at your typewriter? Did you not pay attention to the end of your own class, Ms. Dickler? Because it's not a bright spot if, let me scroll back down, if they're paying 5% on savings, but Nearly half, or 49% of adults, have less savings or no savings compared to a year ago. Ms. Dickler, you get an F on this article. Dickler fail. On the upside, though, those with remaining balances, which are concentrating among high-income households. So anybody who has savings already has the money. So do you read what you're writing? Do you hear when you speak, Ms. Dickler? On the upside, those with remaining balances, which are concentrated among high-income households, are seeing better interest payments than they've received at any time in the recent past, House said. The Columbia Economists. So, Ms. Dickler, not a bright spot, okay? I got to fail you on this article. CNBC probably loves it because they're like, the bright spot is like rich people are getting better interest rates, earning more for their money that they don't have to spend, while poor people just suffer and miss out on this. Say that, Ms. Dickler. High yield savings accounts, certificates of deposit, and money market accounts are now paying more than 5%, according to Bankrate, which is the most savers have been able to earn in nearly two decades. And most savers are wealthy people who aren't living paycheck to paycheck. Okay? They're the 39%, not the 61% that are living paycheck to paycheck. So not a bright spot unless you're one of those rich people. Okay. So that's the end of the article. Ms. Dickler, you failed. Retake the course. Maybe she just blindly writes these things and then hits publish and there's no editor, or she's her own editor. So, you know, stupidity can't critique itself. You don't know what you don't know, as I like to say. Fucking morons. So they're going to keep interest rates. The takeaway, interest rates being up has not worked, but they're going to keep doing it. And if you have no savings, good news, you're earning more on that savings that you don't have. Awesome. And this is CNBC, not Fox News, not CNN. This is a alleged progressive outlet. Again, to me, all of this for-profit news does not benefit any working people. Any people that are in that 61%. Living paycheck to paycheck, or the 74% that are stressed, because there's one solution: pay people more. That's it. There's no other solution to this. Look at any unionized employee. Look at the UAW, who's fighting for more money. Guess what? Inflation's not going to hit them as hard when they ratify a new contract, and they're getting paid more, so they can afford shit. Rent doesn't become a monthly stress. Heating their home doesn't become a seasonal stress. Buying food, gas to get to work. When those you can afford and you can actually start to save, or whatever you do with some money left over after living expenses. That's why they're called living, because you need them to fucking live. When those don't become unaffordable, the economy gets better. Why? Because anything in excess of the survivables, the necessities, becomes purchasing power. Now, I don't know if you know this, but wealthy people don't outnumber us. That's why they're called the 1%. Okay? They don't make the economy go. They can't. There's just not enough of them. Jeff Bezos can't fucking, well, he could afford to order everything on Amazon and just send it to everybody. But he's not. He's actually spending money to go to outer space. Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson and Elon Musk are not going to your local convenience store, coffee shop, Target, Walmart. They're not purchasing these things. They just can't. There's not enough of them. Hint, hint, there's not enough of them. We outnumber them. Remember that. That's why we have the power. But when we don't have the purchasing power, when we don't have money to go to the store, we obviously go into debt, take out loans, XYZ, because there's certain things you have to afford, okay? Your toilet breaks, you gotta pay to fix that, whether you're buying your own auger or what, the parts, whatever it is. When you don't have that purchasing power, the economy grinds to a halt. So interest rates going up, fucking who cares? Okay, you're keeping them up. Well, it hasn't worked. What are you showing us, that you're like a high paid moron? What are you showing us, that a lot of schooling just teaches you to be mediocre at your job? Awesome. Look into the nitty-gritty of it, okay? People need purchasing power for any economy to be healthy. People don't have purchasing power when they're living paycheck to paycheck, when they can't afford. Why can't they afford it? Maybe, let's say one thing could be the federal minimum wage has not gone up since 2009. Maybe because people are not getting raises that keep up with inflation. Inflation is 6% and your raise was 5%. Guess what? You fucking lost money on that raise. That's why it's a hot labor summer, hot labor fall, hot labor winter. Because unions help you get more money. Better time off, better sick pay, better whatever it is, bonuses, better structure to your work life. And there is no work-life balance. And a lot of the people who allow the economy to go on day-to-day, servers, nurses, you know, the grocers, mechanics, all this shit. These people are severely underpaid. These people are barely getting by, and they're mistreated while it happens, because this article is a fucking slap in the face to everybody who's trying to survive. The bright spot is that your savings that you don't have is now earning more. Miss Dickler, you're a Dickler. This podcast is for the people. I am Rob. Make sure you hit subscribe for more anti-capitalist fucking discernment. What do we call it? We're going to read between the lines. But that's the thing. We don't have to read between the lines. We could just read the lines, and this is like blatant. I don't know how you would read this article normally, but if you just read it and you go, oh, let's see, you're saying numbers from last year haven't changed for how many people live in paycheck to paycheck, and your answer, part of your answer is let's keep doing the same thing. Like, I don't know. Just imagine if you worked with that person. You're like, hey, listen, we're seeing like no improvement in what we were, what the solution we claim to be from last year is. The problem is still, if anything, getting worse and staying still. And that person was like, let's just keep doing the same thing. Things will change eventually. Imagine if you had to work with that person. You'd be like, you're fired. Go home. Get out of here. And please do not call us. We'll send you the rest of your paycheck. We'll even send you your sick time. Just fucking don't show up again. Like, that kind of stupidity is running the country, okay? Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment. I think you can discuss this episode if you're on Anchor. And please make sure, I'm putting a lot of time, effort. I got people coming on, doing a lot of work with my YouTube channel. I'm very excited. I cracked 1,000 subscribers right as YouTube moved the threshold to monetize your channel to 500. So awesome. Timing's everything, folks. Timing's everything. I am Rob. Thank you so much. God bless you for listening. God bless you. And keep a sharp eye, okay? Don't fall victim to this bullshit. Please. That's why I call this For the People, because we need some people waking others up and saying, are you reading the same thing I'm reading? He's more a lifestyle choice. Yeah. Oh, tell me about you. Well, I'm vegan. I live paycheck to paycheck. It's, you know, a choice that we've made. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. Stay safe and viva la revolution. Thanks for listening. Oh, my dog wants to say goodbye. Yeah, say it. What? Oh, what do you think of capitalists? No. What? What do you think? What do you think of the ruling class? Yeah. What do you think of Howard Schultz? Huh? Oh, no comment. Smart. Oh, no, now you're mouthing off.